Tensions are mounting between Germany and Turkey after 40,000 people poured onto the banks of the River Rhine in the German city of Cologne. Many of the protesters were Turkish nationals, voicing their support for President Erdogan's controversial reforms. President Erdogan was scheduled to give a speech to the crowd through a video conference, but the German Constitutional Court put a stop to this, out of fear that it could work up the crowd to uncontrollable levels. But the Turkish Deputy Prime Minister thinks this ruling was a violation of free speech, which defied the court's standard process. Taylor Fuller has this report.
Roughly, we've got about 2.7 million people of Turkish descent living in Germany. And by Turkish descent, that includes about 1.5 million Turks who actually still hold Turkish passports, so they're actually technically Turkish citizens living in Germany.
Could you explain to me why so many Turkish nationals live in Germany?
During the 1960s, West Germany was the engine driver of Europe, essentially. It was one of the most successful economies, and they certainly had a shortage of labour. And so they were looking to try to get as much cheap labor into the country as possible. They had exhausted what they could get from Italy and Greece and Spain, so they started reaching out to Turkey.
Dr. John Bruni, CEO of Sage International Australia, explains that Turkish nationals have been a part of Germany for a long time. But the two countries have a history of problematic relations.
Generally speaking, it's always been a problematic relationship. While the West Germans, because we are talking, you know, back in the 1960s during the Cold War and Germany having been divided, while the Germans liked and benefited from cheap Turkish labour coming into the country, when Turkish guest workers didn't go back to Turkey, because there was this idea that if you're a guest worker, you stay in Germany for a set period of time and then you go back to your country of origin, there were a lot of communal tensions between nativist Germans and the Turkish guest worker community. Now, over the years, the relationship between the Germans and the Turkish communities within Germany have kind of waxed and waned. There have always been periods of tension.
President Erdogan has escalated his consolidation of power over the last week, detaining thousands of civilians and journalists. I asked Dr. John Bruni if this escalation of authoritarianism could damage relations between Turkey and the EU.
Oh, yeah. Look, if anyone said that the EU's relationship with Turkey was on thin ice, now it's even more so. And I think that perhaps the coup is almost an excuse for those people who have always been sceptical of Turkey ever becoming a member of the European Union. You know, they probably sit back and just chortle to themselves and say, yeah, look, you know, we told you so. This is what's going to happen. And unfortunately, Erdogan has, through his actions, turned Turkey into not a developed polity that the European Union elite would like to get on with, but more into a Middle Eastern despot.
Dr. Mustafa Murat Yurtbelir, researcher at the Australian National University, agrees, saying that it could also mean the collapse of the already shaky refugee deal struck between the two earlier this year.
I don't believe that the process in the European Union will go on.
So you think that the current dealings between Turkey and the EU might collapse?
Look, the deal is that the European Union demands Turkey to stop this refugee migration to the European Union. But that deal was a dirty deal because it was done on the heads of a lot of millions of people. So these people, via the open border, the open Syrian Turkish border, migrated to Turkey. Turkey was not giving and still not giving the refugee status to these people. Turkey is giving only the temporary migrant status to these people. This means that these people will not stay in Turkey. So in the shortest time possible, they will be transported to a third country. On the other hand, EU is just basically bribing Turkey, paying some money and giving some kind of free travel.
Dr. Yurtbelir's prediction is looking more and more realistic, as the Turkish foreign minister today has issued an ultimatum, threatening to halt the refugee deal altogether unless Turkish nationals are granted visa-free access to the EU by October. But what would this mean for Turkey's relationship with Germany?
So for the EU process, it will not be good. But except EU, Germany and the Turkish relationship, Germany is the main trading partner of Turkey. So if you look at the trade figures, export and import figures of Turkey, Germany is number one and number two in both. So with Russia, Germany is dominating the Turkish import and export. So it will continue. The economic ties will continue.